Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening this morning and happy June. It's June 12th. I can't believe we're, you know, in the midst of June and in the midst of summer. So, you know, I always like to bring some information about food. Summer equals barbecues, outing, family get-togethers, social occasions. And so on my show today, I have Amy Burge. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
And Amy is a nutrition intern, and she's working here at Way Memorial Hospital. So how's it going so far, Amy?
It has been awesome.
Good. And, you know, we get that response from all the interns that we have because you work with Barbara Pratt, our manager of nutrition services, and Emery Kretchnik, who's one of our also full-time registered dietitians. And I know they really do a great job teaching the interns because you plan to become a registered dietitian also, right?
Yes, I do. Hopefully sooner than later.
Right. So you want to talk a little bit about, because we are going to talk about food and healthy eating and fun eating, I should say, especially during the summer months. But as a nutrition intern, you have to do certain rotations, right?
Yes.
So right now you're in your clinical part, and it's the last one of your rotation.
It is very exciting.
And what other rotations have you completed?
I did a food service management rotation. That was my first one. I did it at a acute medical center, so that was kind of interesting. I got to see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a community rotation, which I actually did online, which was very fun being able to do that and focus a lot of it online and reach a lot of different people.
Wow.
And then we actually do a concentration rotation with mine, and I got to do sports nutrition, and I worked with a dietitian who's actually out of California. That was cool too.
Wow.
So we did that remote, and it was a lot of fun being able to work with him and get to see that side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sports nutrition aspect.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, clinical has been good.
That's why I think, you know, the overall program for, you know, nutrition interns is to have all those different aspects because you get to experience it and you get to see what you may also like.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The original idea.
So. Everyone's always scared of clinical, but once you actually get into it, I'm like, okay, this isn't quite as scary as they
thought. it is really interesting because, you know, I don't know if many people realize how important nutrition and the role it plays in healing someone.
Oh, it's massive. And you don't. I mean, even studying nutrition and going through the courses, until you're actually like in the hospital and seeing it, you don't realize how much proper nutrition and feeding your body is going to help it.
Right.
So I think it's great for everybody to kind of just get an idea, a little bit, a glimpse of, let's feed our bodies. Let's help her. You know, we can get past a lot of these ailments by just simple, healthy nutrition.
Right. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Right. It's about summer eating, right? We all like to eat. We all like to go to barbecues. But, you know, we also talk about some safety guidelines too, you know. So can you tell our listeners something about barbecue safety and maybe grilling and how to handle especially meats and also cross-contaminations, which we don't want to happen either.
Oh, it's cross-contamination so easy with barbecuing. So my family, we barbecue constantly. Like, we have the big grill. We're out there. My husband is a grill master, okay? And he's on top of it. He's very much on the let's marinate it beforehand. He will make sure, you know, 30 minutes. I never understood it, but now I've learned more. And he's very, like, do not use the marinade later as a sauce. I have seen so many people do it. I get it. You don't want that cross-contamination with that as well.
Right.
So getting rid of that and letting it just soak up and then using it.
Right.
On the meat. That's it.
Exactly.
But definitely making sure that you are pre-cooking it. Get it with the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it in the microwave for a little bit. A few minutes, it's going to make it easier for you to cook it on the grill.
Okay.
It'll go faster for you.
Hmm.
And it'll get rid of some of the carcinogens that you're going to get.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
From barbecuing. You know what? It's so nice to hear some of the new guidelines that come out with grilling and food safety because we do learn more and more every year.
It blows your mind how much you we've been doing it for years, mm-hmm. but we're seeing more and more of just little simple steps can help right. you eliminate things that later, you know, no one wants to get sick at a barbecue.
Right, exactly.
Right?
And especially when you're feeding other people, yes. you know, you don't want to get that phone call the next day and I'm like, you know, my stomach's bothering me. Did anyone else get that same feeling? Because it is scary and not intentionally.
No. It's trying to make you sick.
Right. So when it like comes to meat, I know one of my favorite tools that I use when I barbecue or cooking meat is my handy dandy thermometer.
Yes. Huge. It seems silly, but if you pull one of those little thermometers out, you're going to save yourself and everyone a tummy ache.
Right. Exactly.
You want to make sure that you've got, so I mean, simple, easy things. Okay. So we're cooking steaks. Mm-hmm. People they want their steaks, right? Or fish, if you're a fish person. Let's put that thermometer in it, mm-hmm. and let's make it sure it's at least 145 degrees. That's not much.
No.
So you can still get your, you know, semi-rare. We don't need it to moo at us.
Yes.
But let's get it out there and get it to 145 degrees.
What about something like ground meats? Because, you know, that's an extra process that meats go through. Like when you have a whole piece of meat, like a steak, there's no chance of really usually getting bacteria inside, but ground meat, because it's kind of having more surface area. What's the good temperature for ground meats?
The best, you want to get it to 160. So mm-hmm. it does need to be more.
Right.
You need to get that a little warmer. We're not talking about, you don't have to char it.
Right.
But let's get it to 160.
Mm-hmm.
You will save yourself this tummy ache if you can get it to that.
Right. And then, you know, talking about a little healthier, maybe, you know, ground chicken burgers or turkey burgers or even poultry overall. What about what's a good internal temperature for those?
I love my chicken. So, you know, that's a main thing. We got to get the chicken out there. We need to get it to 165.
Right.
So, you know, those leaner ones, we need to make sure we're getting them a little higher. Mm-hmm. Make sure they're cooked, mm-hmm. you know. I don't need to see pink in my chicken.
No one needs to see pink in their chicken. Definitely right? not.
That's a little bit scary.
So now, you know, and then, of course, we have our grilling and then we have our sides.
We do. You can't just see meat. I mean, some people try, but
yes.
we want the sides.
Right.
And the big thing with the sides is making sure that if it's a hot side, keep it hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it out of that danger zone. We don't want it in the, you know, 40 to like 165 range. Or 160. Let's keep it warm, cold.
Right.
So, and a big thing with keeping it cold, I think that's where a lot of people sometimes, little tips is to like separate it into different like coolers.
Mm-hmm.
So a big thing is you've got a lot of drinks and a lot of times, and I know I've done it to save space, I throw my drinks in one cooler. I throw my like side salads in that same cooler because I'm like, oh, I'm just taking. But then I'm opening it constantly to get drinks and we're not eating yet.
Exactly.
Well, I'm exposing that cold and I'm bringing the temperature down.
Right.
And you don't want your colds sitting out mm-hmm. for hours. You know, you hit 2 hours. If it's been out of the range that you want, above 40.
Right.
It's not going to be good.
Right. It's a good idea also if you're having many people or mm-hmm. an extended party time, maybe 4 or 5 hours, is maybe do small serving dishes. So mm-hmm. not put all the salad out at once, right? I know it's a little bit more dishes on the long run, but again, food safety is really, really important when we look at all that stuff.
Well, and you can get, I mean, yeah, it's extra dishes, but sometimes even if you get like little to-go things, those people are taking it anyway.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've got it portioned out for them, here you go.
I learn when I go, especially with my family gatherings and stuff like that, they always have way too much food. So I always bring my to-go containers and I, you know, it's my meals for the week. If I don't have to cook for one, I'm happy. I'm so happy. So
it works out great.
Right. And then, of course, you know, we mentioned this too, the cross-contaminations. Make sure that, you know, you're not putting raw meats with the pre-made salads or ready-to-go salads or foods because, you know, and if you're cooking, clean utensils, right?
Oh, yes. And one of the things that I've seen that works really well, and I actually learned this from my husband's family, they have specific utensils and they will put them with the cold salad, like in the coolers so that when they're traveling, they've already got it separated so that you're not, because it's so easy to like, oh, I'm just going to grab that fork.
Right.
Well, that fork might have just stabbed a steak to move it onto a plate and now it's going over into your cold salad or something. Right. No, we don't want that.
Exactly. I sounds like your family's are pros at this. Oh, you know,
well, you know, we do, there's a lot, like I said, lots of barbecuing, right? So, you know,
your system.
Right? Yes, yes. They are on top of it.
Exactly. So recipes. Do you have any like fun recipes to share or any suggestions on how to make things a little healthier? Because, you know, a lot of salads call for mayonnaise or heavy dressings and stuff like that. But we necessarily don't need to have them that heavy anymore.
No, we don't. And with dressings, and I always say this, a big thing is put it on the side. Mm-hmm. You can dip it. You're still going to get that flavor. And honestly, you get more of a flavor because you get it with each bite instead mm-hmm. of I drizzled it everywhere or I threw it on top of it and now I'm not quite getting that. I'm just getting a mixture of mm-hmm. it. Another thing with recipes is just mix it up. You can add different things. Like salads don't have to be just lettuce and just tomatoes and cucumbers. You know, you can add fruits, you can add different nuts, cheeses. A big thing, and I tell people and we get asked all the time about recipes, Google is your friend. It is my friend.
Right.
You know, and when you're Googling things, you can, it doesn't have to be crazy, but, you know, mm-hmm. easy, healthy recipes or salads. It's going to pull up all types of things. When I do it, though, and just a tip for me, and I don't know about everybody, but when it first pulls up, the very first thing is usually an ad. So if you keep scrolling down a little bit, you're going to get more of the recipes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, when you're Googling, just be aware.
Exactly.
You know, if you're Googling how to add more avocados into it mm-hmm. or how to, you know, do an avocado base versus a mayo base, just maybe keep looking down sometimes. You get more information than right. the first one.
Right. And again, you know, I know when I sometimes look up recipes and things like that, there may be a certain ingredient or taste that I may not want versus another. So if you click on a couple of different ones, mm-hmm. you can, and you can also mix and match. No one says that you have to follow a recipe no. to the T, right?
Right. You don't. It isn't. It is how someone else made it. And a lot of times I'll try it the way they did it. Mm-hmm. There are certain things, like our family doesn't do onions. So if it's in there, it's automatically out.
Okay.
But if I want to try it, if I'm like, you know, it would really be good to try this with maybe a little spice to it mm-hmm. instead of just a bland.
Right.
Go for it. Right. If you guys really like, you know, more of an ethnic type of food, that you can add that too.
Exactly.
You know, it, there's nothing that says it has to be one way.
Right. And also sodium too. Like, you know, sometimes we do add a lot of sodium mm-hmm. to everything, but you can marinate, you can, your salad dressings, your spices that you use necessarily do not have to be high in salt.
No, and we don't need to. And I've seen it. We dump the table salt on things. We don't mm-hmm. need to. Mm-hmm. You can add more of the herbs and the spices and it'll give you those flavors. There's so low sodium options with a lot of these salad dressings that people are getting. You don't even taste the difference when you're actually eating it.
Right.
Just because right. it says it on the label, you don't have to be scared of mm-hmm. it.
What I find out real fun, too, is like with my salads, I don't tend to use a whole bottle of salad dressing. Mm-hmm. Like at home, it tends to go bad. So I tend to make my own, and I find some of the flavored vinegars.
Yeah.
Like I have a cranberry so pear one, and it has a little sweetness to it, right? I'm sure, you know, from the cranberry and the pear that they used to make it. But I do that with some olive oil or canola oil and I'm good to go. Maybe a little lemon juice or lime and, you know.
Like you said, it's amazing how just squeezing a little lemon juice or lime onto something mm-hmm. and it'll boost that flavor and right. you don't need to add a bunch of stuff to it.
Right.
You know, we've done a lot of the vinaigrettes as well. Mm-hmm. We're stuck on, and I know it's kind of a normal one, but we love the raspberry one.
Yes.
Like just making a raspberry vinaigrette, that makes me super happy.
Exactly. And there are so many options out there. And in the long run, it is more cost effective because we know, you know, the cost of food is so expensive and yeah. making your own is definitely cheaper.
It is. And you can buy, you know, I know everything's expensive, but it's still, if you look at the prices, sometimes buying in bulk is better. Mm-hmm. We'll make it at home. You know, you've got the bulk ingredients now. You can make different versions and use it for different things. So
right.
There's always that option too.
Exactly. So, you know, we have less than a minute left. Any last tips for our listeners? It goes fast. 15 minutes right? definitely goes fast.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing is when you're trying to be healthy and you're trying new things, especially with the summer, is just to have fun with it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be super strict in the sense of it only has to be certain things.
Right.
Eat what you like, watch your portion sizes, and have mm-hmm. fun. Try new things.
Yes.
Open your world up and you'll be amazed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I always tell my kids that. And they're older now, so they do experience and try much more foods, which I'm thankful, as opposed to when they were little kids. Oh, so. Yeah.
That's a whole different struggle.
So I know. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
So, Amy, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And I wish you the best. And, thank you. Know, maybe our paths would cross again. Hey, you never know. Again, this is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.